Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 3rd of December 2016, and this is the 489th Moll Out Loud podcast. I've just been listening to BBC Radio's Last Word, which is an obituary programme that I always listen to on Saturday. It's become a bit of a ritual. And I really love listening to stories of the lives of people and people who've done often extraordinary things, but from a really wide range of lives. And so apart from Fidel Castro today, we had the life of Andrew Sachs. And I was so sorry to hear that Andrew Sachs had died. Most people will know him as Manuel in Fawlty Towers, but the thing I remember him most, or am most familiar with him from radio plays on Radio 4, and he's got a lovely voice, and he also narrates books. I've listened to audio books with him, including some of Donna Leon's, and I really love his reading voice. Luckily for me, these books and recordings and audios are going to continue after his death. And so I'll be able to enjoy his voice for much longer. But there's something also very gentle about him, and I feel that gentleness is something that needs to be very much encouraged in this world, and so I'm sorry to see that he has died. So that's been one of the things I've been doing today, but otherwise I'm just trying to tidy up before I go north. I'm not going for very long, but I do like coming back to something slightly more welcoming than chaos, which is what I often do. So I've just been pottering a bit. And I'm also preparing myself for a week without the internet. And that requires a bit of forethought. My main reason for doing that is to stop myself from going on it addictively. But actually, I find it very, very calming not to be on it at all. And so it feels like a good thing to be doing every seventh week. And so although I've had 4 weeks of not writing murmurs, I'm going to continue that for another week before I come back, so that it can be a proper time off. So that's where I'm at today. I've been reading this manuscript, a bit more of this manuscript. I went to the writers group the other night, and some of us were talking about it so far, and it was very, very interesting to hear what other people were thinking, because they were quite different. And so it means that the person who wrote it will be able to pick and choose what she wants from those comments. And I really like that fact about having a number of readers and not just one reader for a manuscript. I did go down to the state earlier than I would normally go, because I was going to talk to my sister down there. And I know in the past that I've sometimes sent podcasts from the state cinema, but I didn't, as you know. I made a podcast before I left, and this time I went down early to talk to my sister on Skype. And there was a woman, there were two women a few tables away from me, and one of them was very obviously giving the other one a French lesson. And there was something inside me that just sort of pinged up. I loved the sound of her talking, the French woman talking. And it seemed to tap into part of myself that doesn't get expressed. And I mean, part of it is that we don't often hear non-English in Tasmania. We do a bit in summer when there are tourists, but on the whole, people visiting here are English speakers or people speaking a language that I don't understand at all. We have quite a lot of Asian visitors, and I don't understand any Chinese. So it's these half-remembered languages that seem to tap into me. When I grew up, there was a lot of French, well, not a lot of French, but some French around me in Switzerland, even though I was in the German-speaking area, but certainly more French around me than there would be here. And so it brings some of that back, but it always has felt like a more liberating language than German did. And so at the end of when she had finished her lesson, I rushed over before she left and asked whether I could have French lessons. So we're going to experiment next week. I'm going to have a French lesson. So that's one of the things I'm going to be doing in my week off. And I'm really, really looking forward to it. I found myself kind of looking things up in the dictionary and beginning to practice. And I haven't spoken French for ages, apart from my little sojourn in France 3 years ago, which, three years ago, and that wasn't really, I wasn't really out and about in a French environment. I was mostly on my own. So that's my treat for next week. I do hope that you had a good day yesterday, and that your week has been heartening, that you have been able to enjoy moments within that week, and that you find that you're engaged in a project that you love. Thank you very, very much for listening today. I hope you have a fantastic week whilst I'm having my French lesson and travelling up in the coach to the north. And I really look forward to talking to you again on Monday week.